Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This week, we've been going through the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter by chapter, and today we're looking at chapter 3. Let me give you kind of the first part of what chapter 3 is doing. Paul has went with Timothy and Silas and probably Luke through Macedonia and stopped at Thessalonica. And for three consecutive weeks, he taught in the synagogue. So he would typically go into a town, he would find the Jewish community there, and he would teach from the Old Testament scriptures and show how they pointed to Christ. So he may have been teaching about all the foreshadowing. He may, that you find when, Abraham didn't sacrifice his son, but God did, or Moses, how Moses was a deliverer. There are all kinds of passages he could have taught from. We don't know which ones, but that's what he would do. So some of the Jewish people would become believers, but there would also be a lot of Greeks, people who were pagan, who would hear about Christ and they would turn their lives to Christ. So that's what happened. Over the course of 3 weeks, some Jewish people and mostly Greek people became believers and a church was founded. But then a persecution broke out. And in the persecution that broke out, Paul's life was in danger, and so they sent him out of town. So after he left, his heart was just broken and wondering what's happening to the people. You know, do they have faith? So when things died down, he sent Timothy back into Thessalonica and they got a report back and heard that they were doing well. And so they were just overjoyed. Here's where we pick up in chapter 3, verse 6. It says this, "But now Timothy has now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we long to see you. Therefore, brothers, in all of our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. But now we really live. Since you are standing firm in the Lord, how can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith." I mean, just you have to try to put yourself in the situation. Paul went there and risked his life to share the gospel with these people. They find Christ and a church is founded, and he got to experience all the beginnings of their joy of finding Christ. I'm sure he baptized people and just had, you know, moments of teaching and connection and saw people become free in Christ. And then he's ushered out of town and he gets the report, you know, however long later from Timothy, that the people are still strong in their faith in the midst of persecution. He must have been, you know, seriously worried and praying night and day, hoping, you know. I think it speaks to two things. The first one is this, is just the commitment on Paul and his team to try to help others to know Jesus. That commitment, that desire was so strong within them that it was the single most driving factor in their life, that other people would come to know faith. And I think that's a challenge to us because, you know, do we pray for our neighbors? Do we pray for our loved ones? Do we pray for our coworkers and classmates? I think it's a challenge because this is how serious it is to Paul. And we have a tendency in our culture because we get busy because life is difficult and busy. And, you can freely worship here and Christianity is prevalent and that most people, you know, have heard of church or gone to church. We think that, you know, everyone's okay. But the truth is most people don't embrace the gospel. And we are his ambassadors. The second thing it speaks to is their faith in the midst of persecution, that they stayed strong, that they continued to follow Christ even when it got hard. And I think that young church is a challenge to us to remember to stay strong in the midst of anything, that we cling to Christ even when things get tough around us. And so let me ask you, are things tough? Are things in your life not going the way that you had dreamed they would be? Well, I would encourage you, like the First Thessalonians, to the church there, to cling to Christ, put your hope in him, hope that he has a plan for your life. Let's take a second and pray. Father, I ask that you would help us to cling to you in the midst of anything, that you would give us the heart like Paul had for others, that we would be beacons and ambassadors for your gospel. But Lord, for those who struggle and those who are struggling even now, Lord, I pray that you would give them a clear vision of you, of what you did on the cross and how you rose from the grave and how you're coming again and you have a purpose for our lives. God, that you would help us cling to that vision of you and hope of what you have, Lord, to get through anything. Give us your peace and your grace and your mercy. We ask that in your son's name, amen. Well, let that challenge you and take a second to pray. And as you read 1 Thessalonians 3 today, let that sink in. Till next time, God bless.